Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, September the 7th, year 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, where I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he brings God's word on tonight. None other than Minister Sharon Rambis. He is also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd, and I am also a member. Again, Minister Rambis will be coming forth with the word on tonight. We're going to, as we always do, we always open up in prayer. So I'm going to ask all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. We have so much to be praying for in these last and evil days. So I'm asking that you will go into prayer with me right now. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come seeking and asking for forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Then I include my entire family, Minister Rambis and his entire family, and all those that are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, and not just here in Arizona. We pray, Lord, not just in America, but all over the land. You have people that are being doers, faithful doers of your word. So we do sin, even though we are doers of your word. We do fall short and we sin. So we are asking that you would forgive all of our sins and transgressions on tonight. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And, oh God, on tonight, we lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name. It is our prayer, Heavenly Father, that something will be said on tonight or something will be done, that they will be able to surrender and yield their hearts and minds over to Jesus Christ. They will open their mouth and confess that they need to be saved and they want to be saved in his name so that you would be glorified through them on tonight. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come with a special prayer request. We come with not just one, but we have several. And it's not that you don't already know, but you said that we should let our request be made known unto you. So we come in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those, Heavenly Father, who are affected by Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and also the other hurricanes that are being effective right now. It's even as we speak, and also all those that have been affected by wildfires all over the land. Heavenly Father, we know that you sit high and you look low, and these things do not happen unless you allow them to happen. So, but we, in the process, we ask that you would touch, move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, and we know that you're able to even save souls, even through the hurricanes that we are experiencing. And we know that you're even able to save through the wildfires that's going on over on the West Coast. So we know that you is your desire that no souls be lost. So that's our desire and prayer for tonight also, Heavenly Father. So we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a comforter. We know that you are our strength. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just move by your spirit for those that are affected by these hurricanes and for wildfires. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that are able to financially support them, and not only financially support them, but if they can give material things, and also if they would just, if they can't do anything but pray for them. We want to be able to reach out to our brothers and sisters, for we are our brothers' keepers. And oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up Brother Jeremy Harris in the loss of his sister who committed suicide. She killed her boyfriend first, and she had three children, a little baby, an infant baby. She killed her boyfriend, and then she turned around and committed suicide so that he and his mother now have to raise their children. So you know all about it. And I pray also for my brother-in-law, Deacon Roger Burney, and his family, and my younger sister, as they travel by the highways, as they are entering into Alabama for his home-going service of his grandfather on this coming Saturday. Again, we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen all those that are in the hour of bereavement. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Let them feel you comforting them until they would know without a doubt that it is you. And they would be able to give your name praise and glory through it all, because, again, you are worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this hour. We thank you for this worldwide platform. We thank you for the man of God that's going to bring forth your word on tonight. Continue to bless him and his family and the works of his hands. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for who you are. We just ask that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you would have your way, that you would be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And I find this one so fitting. And this is a spiritual food for thought that I heard our bishop say on this past Sunday at church, at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, Bishop James A. Jennings. He said, and this is our spiritual food for thought on tonight, who can Satan pray to? That's a question. Who will answer him? That's a good question. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is coming to us by way of a quote by Bishop James A. Jennings, again, the pastor and our shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit. He says to us in the form of a question, who can Satan pray to and who will answer him? So I'm asking all listeners at this time, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. For those of you that may have been trying to do that and you cannot get through, what you need to do, if you have a Facebook page, you need to set up an account, and then you need to go through the proper channels and steps in order to get to the part where it says click on follow. So I'm asking all those that are listening, if you would take the time out and go through the process, because you will be blessed for doing it, because I am at another level with this broadcast and with this platform that I see the Lord is trying to take us to, and we're going to get there by God's grace. And if with your help, So I'm asking all listeners that have Facebook pages, if you would go through the process, it may take a little time, but go through the process and do what they ask you to do to get to the part where it says click on follow, and then my listening audience will grow, and also the following numbers will grow, so that way I can be able to get the next level on Blog Talk Radio, well, we will be reaching the entire world. So that's my goal and that's my aim. So God says he will give us the desires of our hearts and he's going to be glorified through it. So I need your support. I need your help. If you would take the process and the necessary steps to go through your Facebook page and go through and get to the part where it says click on follow, that's what I need you to do as my listeners. But on tonight, again, we have Minister Sharon Rambis. Again, he's a member of Greater Shield of Faith Church, Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd, and he is going to be bringing the word very shortly. So as we always ask the listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. And at the closing of his message on tonight, we ask that you do not hang up the phone, do not go off your internet, because he's going to be playing a musical selection after he has delivered God's word. And the message, his song is going to be by Bishop Paul Morton and his son PJ. The song title is Let Go, Let God, again, by Bishop Paul Morton and his son PJ. So would you just be faithful and stay tuned and stay connected to this broadcast. So as he finishes with the word of God, you will be blessed by the musical selection that's going to come forth. Again, the musical selection is Let Go, Let God. So right now, before he brings forth the word on tonight, I am moving from one room to the other, and I'm going to be playing for you another gospel hymn on tonight. I am on the battlefield for the Lord, because we are living in a spiritual war. This is a battlefield that we're living in, and we are in a battle. It's a spiritual war. So we asking all those that are faithful doers of God's word, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear or what you see, or even how it sounds. Remember, you're on the battlefield for the Lord, not man. So you just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Enjoy the selection. And following this musical selection, I will come back and I will yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rambis to deliver God's word. Thank you. praise the Lord. Yes, this is a battlefield, and we're on the battlefield. We're working for the Lord. I praise the Lord that you are working for the Lord and not man. So right now, I'm so pleased and excited to bring forth Minister Sharon Rambis. He's going to bring forth God's word on tonight. So right now, I do hope and pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God. Minister Rambis, I'm yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother James. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is still good. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Thank God for allowing me to see another day. Thank God for protecting me, leading me, and guiding me to this very moment. And so God is a good God. In the midst of a chaotic world, in the midst of crazy situations, I come here tonight to declare to you that God is still good. Amen. Just a brief moment for a testimony. I have an aunt. You know, it seemed like just about every broadcast we have, you know, a testimony or a challenging family. But even through it all, down through the years, God has been good to us. And we know we got that foundation that was laid by Emin and Leola Rambis, and we're standing on the word of God.
Amen.
And we're standing on the promises of God. And so right now, I want to solicit the prayers for another one of my aunts. Many of you might know Sister Mary Abraham is recuperating, and we thank God is rehabbing now. And so God allowed her to be found in time, and everything is on the way. And so we thank and praise God. And so on the next broadcast, we'll be giving another praise report of how God did exactly what he said he would do. Look out for his children and how he has never left us nor forsaken us. So desire the prayers of the saints to prayer. Once again, for another one, my aunt Mary Abraham. The prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we know what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do, so thank God for in advance for your prayers. Thank God for his healing mercy. Thank God that he's going to deliver and come through like he has done in time past. Amen. There is a word for tonight. But before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to Bishop Jennings of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We thank God for our God-man, shepherd that God has gifted to us, because you know the pastors are a gift from God. So we thank God for our gift. We love you, and we thank God for you daily. And also the Shield of Faith family, thank God for a loving church. So you that might be looking for a church home, the Shield is a good place to be. Amen. If you would turn your Bibles, we're going to read a couple of scriptures. Our text is taken from Psalms 55 and 22, and also 1 Peter 5 and 7. Psalms 55 and 22, and 1 Peter 5 and 7. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for being so good, so kind, so loving. Lord, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. Lord, we thank you for the storms, because we know that it has been declared, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey? And Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, we allow you to keep your hand of protection around your people. Lord, give them the strength and courage to not turn from you, but to turn to you in these times. Lord, we ask now that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Lord, we ask that you get the praise and glory out of everything we say and do. Now, Lord, let your word penetrate hearts and change lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to Psalms 55 and 22. First, and it reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5 and 7, that text reads, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so the word of God is blessed. We thank you for the people of God. So for tonight, just for a few minutes, I'd like to encourage you to just give it to God. Give it to God. That's what we'll be talking about just for a few minutes tonight. Give it to God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I have trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend who will all sorrows share? Jesus knows my every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And so I know many of you says that sounds familiar. And that's a hymnal that we used to sing in church. What a friend we have in Jesus. And so it's a privilege to be called a friend. And I come tonight to test that he will be a friend in your time of need. To be a friend of God. I don't know about you, but that's, hey, I'm glad that I am a friend of God. And so as a friend, a true friend, I'm not talking about no fair weather friend, but I'm talking about a real friend, a true friend that genuinely loves you. And that's the basis of friendship, should be love. So that no matter what you do, what you say, that love is still there, genuine, unconditional friend. A friend of God. And so we as people of God has been carrying a lot of stuff unnecessarily. Been carrying a lot of things that has us weighted down. Yes, this world is discouraging. Yes, circumstances is discouraging. We're faced with drastic situations daily. But it's good to know that we got a friend that we can depend on. I'm not talking about those friends on Facebook. I'm not talking about those friends that don't pick up the phone when you really need them. But I'm talking about a friend that promised to never leave you nor forsake you. A friend, no matter the time nor the hour, will be there to answer your call. I'm talking about a friend named Jesus. So it's good to have a friend. And so there's a good thing to have a friend that cares about you. a good friend that cares so much that they will help you in your time of need. And so whatever you're dealing with today, whatever you're going through, I want to tell you, you don't have to do it alone. Give it to God. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus knows and Jesus cares just how much we can bear. And so Jesus didn't design for us to carry the burden. He's the burden bearer. He's the heavy load sharer. And so give it to God. You're carrying around the worry and you're carrying around forgiveness. Unforgiveness. Okay, Lord, you want me to... Unforgiveness, we stand right... Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness blocks the door to salvation and God's forgiveness. Matthew 6... 14 and 15 says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That's Bible, y'all. And so we flesh and blood, we mess up daily. And so how do we expect God to give us and we don't forgive us? Forgive our fellow man. And so unforgiveness also allows a root of bitterness to grow. Hebrews 12 and 15 says, see it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. And so you're carrying around bitterness. Things from your childhood and things from previous relationships, from previous places of employment. Let it go. Give it to God. Give it to God. Because when you forgive, I would like to ask the question, who are you helping the most when you forgive a person that hurt you? Actually, you're helping yourself more than you're helping the other person. Because I always looked at forgiving a person that hurt me as being really hard. I'm just being truthful. I thought it seemed so unfair for them to receive forgiveness when I was the one that they hurt. When I was the one that was feeling pain. And then I was supposed to just give them freedom without them paying for the pain that they caused. But now God helped me to realize that I'm helping myself when I choose to forgive. But what I really learned is that I'm also helping the other person by releasing them so God can do what only God can do. Because my unforgiveness could be in the way, trying to get revenge or take care of the situation myself instead of trusting and obeying God. He has no obligation to deal with that person. But however, God will deal with those who hurt us if we'll put them in his hand through forgiveness. So the act of forgiving is our seed of obedience to his word. So once we sown our seed of forgiveness, he is faithful to bring a harvest of a blessing to us in one way or another. But then there's another way that forgiveness helps us. It helps us that when we forgive, it also releases God to do his work in us. And so I'm happier and I feel better physically when I'm not filled with the poison of forgiveness, because it's a poison. Serious disease can develop as a result of the stress and pressure that bitterness, if not dealt with, can bring. It could bring resentment. Mark 11 and 22 clearly teaches us that unforgiveness hinders our faith from working. So the Father can't forgive us of our sins if we don't forgive other people. But we will reap what we sow. So if you want mercy, you have to sow mercy. And if you want to reap mercy, you have to sow it. And so if you want judgment, you sow judgment. But I've been living long enough to know that it's just easier to forgive. And so another thing that we carry, needlessly, is worry. Worry. We're worrying about this and we're worrying about that. Give it to God. Give it to God tonight. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God and wait and watch him work. And so 1 Peter, our text, 1 Peter 5, and says, "Casting all your care upon him." And I know this is a familiar passage, but this is a passage that is commonly misspoken, commonly misquoted. We say casting all your cares. But if you pay a close attention to the text, it says all your care upon him. So don't let your cares, let your anxieties, let your problems build up. That's why many are suffering with depression and heart attacks and many physical ailments and about to explode, and you go out and make dangerous decisions. But the text says your care. So as you get one care, give it to God. You get another care, give it to God. Because the text says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And so you ask the question, now you don't know what I'm dealing with. You haven't been through what I've been through. You don't know what they said about me. You don't know how they lied on me. You don't know how I treated them good, but they treated me bad. Give it to God. Give it to God. And so you say, "Preacher, how am I going to give it to God?" The first thing I like to submit to you, how can I give it to God? You give it to God through prayer. And so I'm not talking about one of those prayers where it's all about me, 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 and my. Not the monologue prayers. But how many know prayer is a dialogue? It's a conversation. You talk, and then you listen. You talk, and then there's a response. And so many of us got used to just dumping on God. "Hey, God, I need this. I want this. All right, I'll holler back." And so God might be willing to answer you. But not once did you say thank you. Not once did you say, "I give your name the glory." And so make your prayer a dialogue. And then through prayer, we're able to transfer the load from us to God. Because he said he'll fight your battles for you. I got some witnesses that he's a heavy load sharer. And so you don't have to carry it. Give it to God. Because the truth of the matter is we can only hold so much. We limit it. You know, we try to be everything to everybody, but we limit it. But I'm glad, aren't you glad that we serve a limitless God? No boundary God. And so as we facing an unsettling government, the word says the government is upon his shoulders. And so no matter what uneasy feeling you have or what care you have, give it to God because he can carry it. And then the second answer to that question, how can I give it to God? You give it to God through your waiting. I read Isaiah 40 and 31. But not, it's a difference when you're waiting on God than when you're waiting in God. Come on, somebody, waiting in God. Because in God there's peace. In God there's joy. In God there's love. There's contentment. So don't just don't wait on God. Wait in God, because in waiting in God, you'll find your strength. Psalms 27 and 13 says, I remain comforted, confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalms 31 and 24 says, be strong and courageous. All of you who put your hope in the Lord. And so tonight I would like to encourage you and declare to not just wait on God, but wait in God. Give it to God. And wait in his joy. Wait in his peace. Wait in his love. Wait in the comfort of his bosom. Wait in God. And so Psalms 27 and 14 said, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And so tonight, no matter how dark or dim your situation may seem, give it to God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Yeah, we pray about it and we say, oh, God, I'm giving it to you. But as soon as you get up off your knees, you're picking it up right back with you. So there should be some evidence. There should be some evidence that you gave it to God. There should be no residue. There should be no residue in your heart of hatred. No residue of hard feelings. Yeah. No residue of resentment. Give it to God. Give it to God.
I had another one.
God.
I'll take them off of that. Put some butter.
He wants to carry it. He don't want you. You don't have to carry it. We're not made to carry all that stuff. That's heart attacks. We're carrying too much stuff. Give it to God. And so my daughter Shayla, she likes the movie Frozen. And so the theme song is Let It Go. And so many of you heard the song Let It Go, and so people then bought dolls and clothes and let it go. And I got tired of hearing that song. But the more I heard it, God started ministering to me. Let it go. Give it to me. So tonight I'd like to extend that childish song, that childlike faith. Let it go. Simple message. Let it go. That bad relationship, let it go. That grudge you've been holding against a brother and sister down through the years, let it go. Give it to God. Give it to God. That resentment, you grown. You got kids of your own. Some of you got grandkids. And you're still holding a grudge against your mother and father. Talking about what they did and didn't do. They like your sister better than you. Let it go. Give it to God. Give it to God tonight. Give it to God tonight. Give it to God tonight. And so today you're free. Today you've been set free. Take it to the altar and leave it there. Let it go. Give it to God. Yeah, yeah. Give it to God. Because I got some witness that can tell you and can join me saying that I had a problem that I just couldn't seem to solve. I cried and I cried. Just kept getting deep involved. But I gave it over to Jesus and I stopped worrying about it. I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Give it to Jesus tonight. Yeah, I'm leaving you with that word. Give it to Jesus. That bad doctor report, give it to Jesus. That wayward child, that cheating spouse, give it to Jesus. Trouble on your job, no job, give it to Jesus. He can handle it. He can handle it. There's a lot of times we have to fight. But and a lot of times we situation calls for us to just step back and watch God work. And so tonight, I pray that this message has encouraged you. This message has strengthened you, inspired you, that thing you've been dealing with, to lay it at the feet of Jesus and leave it there. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for being a God that never, never fails. Thank you for being a God that you cannot lie. Thank you for being a God that can handle every situation, every circumstance, every dilemma, every disappointment that we face. Lord, give us the strength and courage to give it to you. Give it to you, the one that cares for us. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you. Lord, we ask now that if it's someone that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, they don't have to walk through this life alone. Lord, let them know that they too can be a friend of God. And being a friend of God has its benefits. And one of those benefits is eternal life. And so, God, right now, we thank you and we praise you. We give your name all the glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Minister Rambis on that and that delivering such a powerful word on tonight. Give it to God. And so even though we had a little feedback on the music, they was really confirming what he just said in the word through song. Let go. Let God. Give it to God, in other words. That's what they're saying. Give it to God. You can't handle it. It's too much for you. And like Minister Rambis said, sometimes we try to take on too much, and we end up with having strokes and heart attacks and dying before our time, and that's not the will of God for us. So when we just learn how to turn it over to God and let him work it out, because I'm a witness. He did say vengeance is mine, and he will be paid. I just want the listeners to know that I do be paying attention to my guest when he comes on and be bringing the word, and I know I'm not the only one. The listeners be paying attention too. But I just want to bring this to Minister Rambis' attention. As many times as I've heard this message, this is the first time that I've heard the difference in between waiting on God and waiting in God. And I like that because that gave me strength to know that waiting in God, there is joy, peace, strength, everything that you need to make it through. There is. So we just need to continue to wait in God, and then you need to wait on God for some things, but you need to wait in God so that you can continue to have that joy and peace and the strength that you need in order to continue to fulfill your God purpose for His glory. So, Minister Rambis, I thank you for that God has placed such a powerful anointing on you as a young man, and you are standing holy and holy boldness, delivering God's word. And so I just thank God for you. I thank God for our Bishop James A. Jennings, for allowing you to be a part of this broadcast and a part of this worldwide platform, because God is definitely using you. And I just pray that he will continue to strengthen you and build you up even more so that you can even stand on his word even more and more firmly and even in more holy boldness than what you're standing on in him now, because you're doing what God has called you to do. And I know I'm not the only one. Those that are tuning in faithfully, that are listening, I see the lines are lit up on my screen now, the people that has called in. God has such a powerful anointing on you, Minister Rambis. And I just thank God for what he's doing in your life. You continue to stand on his word, and you continue to do what God has called you to do. And I said that to you before, and I'm going to say it again, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come for you. As long as you continue to be faithful to God, to the man of God, and to your church, to your family, on your job, in your community, God has so much more in store for you. So you just continue to stay on the wall and continue to preach God's word. I am so proud to know you and your family. So God bless you, Minister Rambis, on tonight for delivering another powerful word on tonight. We have a few minutes. I see we have some people on the line. I'm opening up the phone lines right now for anyone that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone that would like to give comments or feedback to Minister Rambis? Okay, well, praise the Lord. I do know that we have people on the line, so I just wanted to give, you know, everyone a chance in case if someone wanted to say something to Minister Rambis on tonight. But Minister Rambis comes forth every first Thursday night and every other third Saturday night. So he will be coming back again on the third Saturday in October. But he'll be coming on the first Thursday in October, but he'll be coming on the Saturday, the third Saturday in October. Minister Rambis will be coming back again to bring another powerful word on the third Saturday in October. But yes, he's on every first Thursday night, same time, delivering God's word with such an anointing as he always do. So God is faithful to his word. And he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And just as Minister Rambis said through his word, we're living in the last days, and we see that so much is happening in the world today. We see so much evil and so much hatred, and that is not of God. And so, but God did warn us and told us these things was going to come, and he told us they was going to happen. So we don't be alarmed. Don't be alert. Don't be, you got to be alert. You got to watch as well as pray. But don't be alarmed. Don't be fretful. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because just like Minister Rambis said, and I'm a witness, God is a man that he cannot lie. He don't change. He cannot fail. So he is faithful to watch over his word to perform it. What he says he's going to do, trust me, he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. So I just thank God for who he is on tonight. I thank God for his mercy and grace towards all of us, even though we know that we don't deserve it. I just thank God for who he is. Right now, we're going to get ready to close out tonight's program. Again, I want to thank all listeners for faithfully tuning in. I'm asking if you will please pass the word and share with your friends and neighbors and ministries and church members that this worldwide platform is on every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. so that others can be blessed by the men and women of God that come forth with the word of God on this worldwide platform. So this coming Saturday will be Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes forth every second Thursday, every second Saturday. And this is the young man that I was telling you all about, the listeners. And for the new listeners, Deacon Marvin Cox used to be able to get out and go to church, but now he suffers with muscular dystrophy, and he has to crawl around on the floor like a child. He cannot get out of the house. So I thank God that the Lord has placed it in my heart to give him a part on this worldwide platform. He is another anointed man of God, and he knows the word, and he knows how to deliver God's word. And he always brings a beautiful poem before he brings the word. He always brings and delivers a poem. God has placed an anointing on his life that he writes powerful, powerful poems that can be a blessing to the body of Christ. So we just thank God for who he is on tonight. Again, we thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox, who's coming forth on this coming Saturday. So I'm asking you all to please tune in and listen to what God has to say through Deacon Marvin Cox on this coming Saturday. Again, we thank God for Minister Rambis for what God is doing in his life. We want to keep Minister Rambis in our prayers, him and his family. And also we want to keep Sister Mary Abraham in prayer. So if you're ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time, because God is faithful. He is so worthy to be praised. There is none like him in all the earth. And aren't you glad that he is your friend? Jesus is your friend. If you're saved in Jesus' name, he said you is his friend. I thank God that I'm a friend of God. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners to go in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, we come to say thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us. We know we don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness, that you're still faithful, and you watch us over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints. And Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor because you're worthy to be praised. Even through what we're seeing that's going on around the world with all the wildfires and the hurricanes that's going on in the world, again, sometimes you allow things to happen to get our attention and to draw us back to you. And I do believe in my spirit that's what's going on now. Man has gotten so away from you and far from you, and some of your men and women of God that you have called and anointed to preach your word have fallen short of your word, and they're scattering your flock. So you have to do some things to get our attention, to draw us back to you. And I believe that we are living in such a time for what we are seeing and experiencing on today in these times. So we just want to keep our brothers and sisters lifted up in prayer that are affected by the different hurricanes and all the wildfires and all those that are in the hour of bereavement. We know that you are still our comforter, and we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to heal and deliver our sister in Christ, our sister Mary Abraham, and all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, that you will be glorified through it all. And we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're worthy to be praised. And we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name, and we just give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's our program for tonight. I pray that someone was blessed by the word. I know that I was truly blessed by the word, as I'm always blessed by God's word. And I know that I am not the only one. So we ask that you will continue to tune in faithfully every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. and be blessed by God's word. So until the next time, this coming Saturday with Deacon Marvin Cox, who wanted to be bringing God's word, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as we know, we're living in such a time that we need prayer. So I'm going to close out with that song on tonight, Pray For Me.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. many of y'all know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to say it,